This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a new emergency for Southern Californians.
We have our go bags, always ready to go.
A major rainstorm is about to hit the Los Angeles area, and the fire department has issued evacuation warnings in areas ravaged by last month's wildfires. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
All of the vegetation is gone. All of the trees are gone. It's burnt out, so there's nothing to hold the soil back. And we're really concerned about the potential for mudslides, debris flows, and more structural collapse potentially.
Officials have been handing out sandbags and pre-positioning rescue swimmers. The Senate is expected to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary today after he overcame key Republican opposition. CBS's Christina Carujo from Washington.
One of them was Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. She said that she is going to support Kennedy amid still some concerns of his position on vaccines. Susan Collins from Maine is also supporting RFK Jr., so he's definitely en route to being confirmed.
President Trump's gotten the all clear from a federal judge to resume his resignation and payout plan for tens of thousands of government employees.
We have a massive bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. We have buildings that are all over the city. Department of Education. I never said Department of Education's on all these buildings. By the way, nobody shows up to work because they're all working at home.
CBS News confirms mass firings have begun at the Department of Education, where probationary employees who started most recently have been sent letters informing them they've been removed from their positions effective immediately. Mr. Trump is making plans to wind down the war in Ukraine. CBS's Erica Brown.
President Trump says he has directed members of his national security team to immediately begin negotiations aimed at ending Russia's war with Ukraine. Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin had a lengthy phone call Wednesday, less than 2 weeks before the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Just in from the Middle East, Hamas says it will release three more Israeli hostages as planned this Saturday. That apparently resolves a major dispute with Israel that threatened the Gaza ceasefire. So far, there's been no comment from Israel on the new announcement. German police say a car rammed into a group of people in downtown Munich today, injuring at least 20. So far, officials aren't saying if it was deliberate. They do say the driver has been secured and no longer poses a danger. Dow futures up 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It ended up between 4 and 7 inches. The almost all-day snow yesterday will lead to a long cleanup today, with snow emergencies still in place impacting where you can park. Most of the restrictions will come to an end today. The city of Kenosha runs theirs through tomorrow. Temperatures will drop tonight before more snow Friday night. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. In just Racine, there are 88 miles of major roads. Clearing those off gets done first for those wondering when plows will make it to their neighborhoods. The City of Racine Department of Public Works is trying to educate people about their process as complaints came in during the last snow event. After the main roads get cleared, crews turn their attention to the 172 miles of local streets. DPW says they've increased staffing and have been working around the clock. Homeowners and business owners are reminded to do their parts, clearing off sidewalks and fire hydrants. You can hear the games here. You can read all about them online. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, we've got high school sports covered. The most recent game heard here on the airwaves can be recapped online at racinecountyeye.com. And there's no better time to find lifeguards than with several inches of snow on the ground. The city of Racine is now hiring lifeguards for North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. The guards serve as the watchful eyes, ensuring safety. The application process is now open, with pay starting at around $20 an hour. There's more about how to save a life on the City of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else, and when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. And we get today to scoop out tonight down to 3 above. And then by tomorrow afternoon, more snow rolling in. And that will continue tomorrow night into Saturday. Once again, several inches, 4 to 5 to 6 or more possible by the time it winds down on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
Third grade was a beast.
Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
Boys Surfing USA, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Why? Yeah, well, you know, it's Wisconsin. You're supposed to get snow. And kudos to the, I don't know about your personal street, but I noticed when I was coming in, the alleyways were all clean coming down 16th Street. I noticed that Victory Avenue, where our station is, was plowed. All the main streets were plowed. Main Street looked good. Everything looked good. Kudos to the plows this morning. Doing a big job, working all night long. There's one place that wasn't plowed, our parking lot. That wasn't plowed. You know, it's Wisconsin. You get snow, so you got to deal with it. But so far, so good. We did three shifts yesterday. I took the morning shift yesterday when I got home from work, and I shoveled everything. Then my wife and I took a late afternoon shift at about 4 o'clock and shoveled everything again. And our son took the 4 a.m. shift and cleaned everything out. So it worked well, you know, if you, you know, take care of it and you do it. And just be careful out there driving this morning, all right? Got that gradual clearing coming up today with a high near 19. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Tomorrow, snow possible, highs near 27. Tomorrow night, 3 to 5 inches of more snow. We're making up for it. Snow and rain likely on Saturday with a high near 34, so it should be melting a little bit. And sunny, cloudy on Sunday, slight chance of snow again with a high near 20. They're really getting plowed. Plow's not a good word. They're really getting a lot of snow in the Northeast, and they're not used to this. We're talking feet of snow. You know, in the Sierras yesterday, they got 8 feet of snow in the Sierra Mountains out in California. Could you imagine getting 8 feet of snow? Wow. It's 6:11. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. This is WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and the Chiffons. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 614. Valentine's Day is coming up, and 52% of women, it's tomorrow, by the way, 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. So if you're planning to propose this Friday, it's just one more thing to stress out about, huh? That must be tough to have your proposal in hand. You have to get down on one knee, and your girlfriend says, I don't think so. What do you do at that point? Wow. It's 614 WRJN with Hermit's Hermits. Samadus, something good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Timeless hits at WRJN. The Happy Together Tour is back in 2025, bringing legendary artists from the 60s and 70s like the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills. They're going to be at the State Fair August 10th. We have got tickets to give away this morning, later on, right here at WRJN. That sounds like a lot of fun, but first, we've got the beats for you.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A couple big hitters are headed to the silver screen this weekend and just in time for Valentine's Day. For all you Marvel fans, you've got Captain America Brave New World to look forward to. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, who becomes the new Captain America. After meeting the new president, he finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must get to the bottom of it. How's that for details? Critics' reviews are unavailable at this point for the film, so tread cautiously. And everyone's favorite raincoat-wearing bear is back as Paddington in Peru hits theaters this Friday. In the third installment of the wildly popular franchise, Paddington finds out that his aunt, who lives in a home for retired bears, has gone missing. Like the other two films, critics love this movie as it is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes. That's almost too fresh. If those two films don't tickle your fancy, you can check out local theaters for three new releases of Harry Potter films. It's just easier to re-release films than make new ones, folks. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created invented more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards at WRJN. We may be seeing some sunshine today. A gradual clearing with a high near 19. Clear tonight, lows 3. Snow possible tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches tomorrow night. Highs near 27 degrees tomorrow. Snow, rain possible. Highs near 34 on Saturday and cloudy with a slight chance of snow on Sunday and a high near 20. Don't put the snow shovels away quite yet. Currently cloudy and 17 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, until 2001, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as the characters couldn't wear their own underwear underneath their costumes. They had to wear shared underwear. Lice cases in private areas, Disney had to change their policy. Could you imagine wearing somebody else's underpants? I don't care what Disney paid. I wouldn't do it. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Nobody knows where my journey has got me. A cutie left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine? It's my party. Leslie Gord, 626 at WRJN. Good morning. A gradual clearing today with a high near 19. Currently cloudy, 17 degrees here at Radio Park. It's a feel-good story for you this morning. A cop in Michigan had to give a guy a much-needed hug, and the chest cam footage made the rounds online. It seems the guy was pulled over on his way to work, and he was just crying in his car because he said he was just overwhelmed by life. The cop asked if there was anything he could do. The guy said he can use a hug. So the cop gave him a hug. At the end of the video, the cop tells the guy, call me anytime if you need to talk. Protect and serve. Yep, that's it. What a feel-good story this morning. I like it. It's 627 at WRGN with the king of rock and roll. Jailhouse Rock. There's a mistake in that movie, Jailhouse Rock, by the way. Yeah. I never caught it. I read about it, and then after I knew about it, then I saw the mistake. You know how prisoners wear a number on their, right above where their breast pocket is? You know how Elvis's changes throughout the entire movie. He's got different numbers on him. And once you're in jail, you keep the same number. So during the dance sequences, he's got one number, and in the other sequences, he's got a different number, which doesn't happen. But, you know, who cares? The song was good. Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, this restaurant worker snitched on an Uber Eats driver who was not in a rush. Apparently, they included a note in the bag that said, hi, your driver ate lunch while your order was ready, but don't worry, I remade it fresh. Be sure and give him one star. I like that. Hey, at 6:30, let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It ended up between 4 and 7 inches. The almost all-day snow yesterday will lead to a long cleanup today, with snow emergencies still in place impacting where you can park. Most of the restrictions will come to an end today. The city of Kenosha runs theirs through tomorrow. Temperatures will drop tonight before more snow Friday night. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. In just Racine, there are 88 miles of major roads. Clearing those off gets done first for those wondering when plows will make it to their neighborhoods. The City of Racine Department of Public Works is trying to educate people about their process as complaints came in during the last snow event. After the main roads get cleared, crews turn their attention to the 172 miles of local streets. DPW says they've increased staffing and have been working around the clock.
Homeowners and business owners are reminded to do their parts, clearing off sidewalks and fire hydrants. You can hear the games here. You can read all about them online. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, we've got high school sports covered. The most recent game heard here on the airwaves can be recapped online at racinecountyeye.com. And there's no better time to find lifeguards than with several inches of snow on the ground. The city of Racine is now hiring lifeguards for North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. The guards serve as the watchful eyes, ensuring safety. The application process is now open, with pay starting at around $20 an hour. There's more about how to save a life on the city of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, federal monies might be in doubt for Wisconsin farmers. Governor Tony Evers looking to invest about $80 million more in Wisconsin agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And one part of the governor's proposed 2025-2027 executive budget would create a brand new program for Wisconsin dairy farmers. $1.5 million he has earmarked to create a new pilot Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now grant, or DARING for short. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski explained some of the details.
The great thing about this is it's getting dollars in the farmers' hands. So if they want to make improvements, whether it's technology, whether it's equipment, something to modernize on farm, this is going to give them a little bit of help to kind of make those investments, because we know things aren't cheap. And this is a way that the state can be a partner. The governor's been thinking about this for some time because he wants to get resources in the hands of farmers to let them know, hey, we're going to be your partner in modernizing and expanding your operation if that's what you want to do. And that, you know, with the way technology moves these days, it's important to help people keep pace.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, describing the new proposed pilot project, Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now Grant, DARING for short, allowing farms to invest in things like upgrading their IT infrastructure, milking equipment, or milk processing equipment.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And yesterday, the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. It's a bill that would allow for whole and reduced fat milk to again be served in school cafeterias. The vote, 24-10. That's a look at what's happening in food news for a Thursday. Don't forget, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. And we get today to scoop out. Tonight down to 3 above. And then by tomorrow afternoon, more snow rolling in. And that will continue tomorrow night into Saturday. Once again, several inches, 4 to 5 to 6 or more possible by the time it winds down on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
I walked into my store that I always get sandwiches at. I never noticed this before, but there's a sign that says how to order. Was that a problem? You know, were people just walking up, hi, can I help you? Do you want Dude, we need a sign or something. This is ridiculous. I love San Francisco, man. No one can figure out what to do with the homeless situation. Tip the homeless. Give them a dollar. No matter what you think, their life is harder than yours. And every now and again, I will see something in this town where I'm just like, oh, thank you, God, for letting me witness that. Once, at a cable car turnaround, I saw a homeless guy punch a pigeon out of the air. Yeah, he knocked a bird out of midair, people. Do you have any idea how much free time you have to have before an idea like that even occurs to you? How many years went by them just sitting there going, oh, one of these days? Let me tell you this much, that pigeon clearly surprised. The best part, though, is I was standing next to a cop when the whole thing occurred. The cop looks at me afterwards and just goes, that's a new one.
Thomas in the Eyes of a New York Woman. It's 6:39, local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Look for a clearing today with a high near 19. More snow coming in tomorrow night, though. Got another 3 to 5 inches. Whoa. When it comes in, doesn't it? All right, be careful this morning. Make sure your car windows are clean before you start driving this morning, okay? Really do. Because it's, you know, pretty dangerous out there when they're not clean. So just make sure your car windows are clean, all right? All right, then be careful on the road. It is kind of slippery out there. All right, did you get dumped on Tuesday? You weren't alone if you got dumped. Now, I didn't know. This is the other side of Valentine's Day. It's called Red Tuesday. It's a popular day for breakups just before Valentine's Day. Never heard of Red Tuesday before, did you? Got to get a message to you. These are the Bee Gees, 99.9 FM and Racine, 98.1 FM, Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. Just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on.
Timeless Hits. WRJN got to get a message to you at 6:43. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 19. More snow coming in tomorrow, though. Right now it's cloudy and 17 degrees right now at Radio Park. This will make you feel old. Remember the original Star Wars movie? Remember that young kid, Mark Hamill, in the film? Remember that whippersnapper? Okay. Remember the old man, Alec Guinness, played, Obi-Wan Kenobi? Remember he was the old guy? All right, this will make you feel old. Mark Hamill is now older than Alec Guinness was in that movie. Hamill is now 73 years old. Guinness was 63 when he made Star Wars. Feeling old? 6:44. Hey, next week, all next week, we've got tickets to give away to Herman's Hermits and the Association coming to the Genesee Theater on February 28th. Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you in summer. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one. Cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherishes the word to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Association Cherish, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a gradual clearing today, maybe the sun later today with a high near 19. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Snow's back late tomorrow. We got snow possible, highs near 27. Friday night, 3 to 5 inches of more snow. Snow and rain mixing on Saturday, highs near 34. Sunday, cloudy, chance of snow again with a high near 20. You know, we had a good all winter so far. You knew this was coming. Currently, it's 17 degrees and cloudy at Radio Park. Here's a feel-good story for you. Back in the mid-90s, a couple in New York were renovating their house when they found a stack of love letters in the wall. They were from World War II. They were trying to track down the family for a long time. Finally, they did. The letters were from a soldier to his wife. This was during World War II. A TikToker who specializes in stuff like managed to track down the daughter. She's 76 now. She says reading the letters reminded her of how great her parents really were. Isn't that a great story? I love that. Hey, it's 6:48 at WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stop. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stop.
Stop at 6:53, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, planning a first date on this Valentine's Day tomorrow? You know, going to a movie was voted the worst place for a first date? I don't know. I took my wife to the movies on our first date. Worked out well. McDonald's came next. You can probably lump other fast food places in there as well. Staying home came out 3. Going to a parent's house 4. Then you had swimming. And in 9th place, a funeral. How is that not higher on the list of the worst places to bring your first date, huh? A graduate clearing today. Highs near 19, cloudy and 17 in Radio Park. Right now, here's Linda, different drum.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey, child,
Ponies, Linda Ronstadt's group, different drum. It's 6:56 at WRJN. A gradual clearing, highs near 19 today. Right now, cloudy and 17 degrees at Radio Park. Coming up a little later on, we've got tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour. Yes, starring the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. They're coming to the State Fair August 10th. Your chance to win tickets coming up this morning between now and 9 o'clock at WRJN. Well, this is odd, but true. Antarctica has 8 churches, 4 Catholic, 3 Eastern Orthodox, and there's 1 non-denominational Christian. And also, here's something else you bet you didn't know. There are 2 ATMs in all of Antarctica. They're both owned by Wells Fargo. So if you happen to have a Wells Fargo account and you are visiting Antarctica, guess what? There's no service charge. Isn't that great? I love it. Here come the Raspberries. Go all the way.
Never knew how complete love could be till she kissed me and said, baby, please go away. It feels so nice being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. So
RJ and local news. Time to sit. You want another feel-good story before we start the news? All right, another feel-good story. Two 90-year-old twins, 90 now, at a big reunion in Colorado. They saw each other for the first time in 81 years. They got split up as kids at age 9 after their parents passed away, but found each other with the help of a DNA test. They both never expected to see each other ever again, and they did at the age of 90. Isn't that a feel-good story? It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Sink and Ocean.
This is the CBS.